Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JB podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast, helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JB podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JB, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. You landed on the bed. You landed on the bed. Listen to my podcast. The best podcast in the world, because I say it is. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, you landed on Fired Up Friday, and I have talked about this subject before, but what we repeatedly do gets ingrained in our subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in our subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. And today, we're going to talk again about the lighthouse or the iceberg. I want you to really think about your life and ask yourself, which one are you? Are you the lighthouse guiding people back to shore? Or are you the iceberg that's waiting to sink someone's ship? And how do you know whether you're the lighthouse or iceberg? Well, number one, let's talk about the lighthouse, because that's the uncommon 1%. Well, let's talk about the iceberg first, and then we'll go into the traits of the lighthouse. The iceberg is that person who is waiting to respond versus listening. So as somebody else is talking, they're literally like waiting, and then they respond, right? They also are waiting methodically for someone to bring something up so that they can pull the person down to their level and sink their ship with them. They look for that person. It sounds like this. Hey, how's your morning going? Oh, you don't even understand. I don't have my coffee. Don't talk to me yet. Oh, my husband, he's such an asshole. He never puts his toilet seat down. Or oh my gosh, my wife, man, all she ever does is sit on social media. And right away, you're like, and then what you're looking for is a person to respond to say, oh, I'm in the same shitty situation as well. And what you do is you're in such a shitty situation that all of a sudden, when you guys get around other people, you just talk shit about other people. And all you're doing is sinking your own ships over and over and over and over again. You're the person that's always talking shit about your boss. It's always someone else's fault. It's always someone else. Joe Biden. It's President Trump. Trump is coming back. He's not coming back. Oh, the taxes, the no taxes, the government, crypto, regulation. You're always bitching and complaining and bitching and complaining and bitch. And it's never your fault. Ever. It's never, ever, ever your fault. And then, the uncommon 1%, there is the lighthouse. The lighthouse. The lighthouse. First of all, the lighthouse has to take care of itself first. The lighthouse is always tended to. It's always taken care of. The wheel that moves the light around, circles to guide people back, is always oiled. It's painted inside and out. It's manned 24 hours a day. It can't skip a beat. And guess what the lighthouse does? Without much praise, it guides the ships back. It stays quietly on the mountaintop, and it guides the people back by its light. As it watches the iceberg dump people down below the surface, the lighthouse tries to rise above the iceberg. Can't sink down to its level, because if it sinks down to its level, it will go out. But remember what I said, Warriors? The iceberg took care of itself first, because if it doesn't take care of itself first, it can't take care of the people. And so it's selfish first to be selfless to guide people back. And if the lighthouse is working properly, it's going to guide hundreds of ships back to shore safely. So what are you being right now in your own life, your own paradigm? Are you being the iceberg, or are you being the lighthouse? And the beautiful thing about it, Warriors, is if you are the iceberg, you can easily switch that behavior right now. It's not some big fucking mathematical formula that you have to go through. It's just a paradigm shift. It's one simple paradigm shift to get back on trap, Warriors. It's the thought, the action, the behavior. Thought, action, behavior. Thought, the repetitive action becomes a behavior. And what you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. You become powerful beyond measure. Nobody's stopping you, Warriors. Nobody's stopping you from being the lighthouse. But I'll tell you what, how many icebergs are there and how many lighthouses are there? There's not many lighthouses, Warriors. It's the uncommon 1%. So as I head off to do my spiritual journey, don't worry, you'll have a podcast every single day. I promise you, on June 19th, when I'm back with you, I will be a different person. These will be pre-recorded podcasts as we move forward until I get back and I integrate. So around June 24th, you'll start to hear about my experience. I'm going to share with you guys everything, because I want you to know what I'm going through at a very deep level, because I want to be the greatest leader of all time. Oh, I am the fucking greatest leader of all time, because I say I am. Speak goodness and existence into yourself. Warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.